Hi, I am Harriana Hook, and welcome to the Memoir of a Descendant Stand. The Descendant's quote of the day is, boyfriends are overrated. Today, I am going to talk about my love life, the lack thereof of it, and how Descendants has had a negative impact on that, okay? I'll be honest, like I say, being a fan of Descendants, it's not all peaches and cream. It's not all sunshine and rainbows. It does have a negative impact on my life because it truly does affect the way other people see me. Now, I'll give you guys a bit background of myself before I get into why I'm just kind of too scared to date and why I just kind of want to avoid it altogether and not even want to try it. I am 21 years old. A lot of people don't seem to know that. I thought I made my age pretty obvious, but yes, I am 21. I am a college student. I've never had sex. I've never even kissed the boy. I am straight. At first, I wasn't sure if I was straight or not because I was just too scared to be in a relationship, but I did figure out I was still attracted to men. So yes, I am straight. I'm more of a gray ace, like I'm like borderline aromantic asexual because I don't really care to be in a relationship all that much, but because I am attracted to men, I do identify as a straight woman. Now, I grew up with very overprotective parents, so I wasn't really allowed to date and it was just a bit hard to do it in secret too because my parents were always constantly asking me, who was I talking to? I wasn't really allowed to go out on the weekends or like really hang out with my friends all that much unless it was like probably like once a month or two. Like it just wasn't a lot. So I didn't have any experience dating as a teenager, and I still don't have any experience now dating as an adult because I don't see the need to. I like being around my friends. I like being in good company. It doesn't really have to be romantic or whatnot. I just don't want that. At least not at this point in my life, because I'm dealing with a lot with my mental health, and I don't want to bring another person into my life and be a burden on them because I am dealing with a lot. I cry every single day. I'm a mess, okay? Like, I'll just go ahead and say I'm a hot mess, and I have a lot of work to do with myself, and I don't want to bring another person in on that because that's not what dating is. A lot of people tend to think that dating is where you date somebody and they fix you. I don't need no man to fix me. I'll go ahead and say that. I don't. I need to fix myself. Like, I understand being in a relationship with somebody will help you better yourself, but if you're strictly dating somebody just so they can fix you, you have the whole idea of dating wrong altogether. Like, I'm gonna tell y'all about my horrible ex-therapist. We're gonna be talking about her a lot on this podcast because she was terrible, and I'm so mad at myself and my dad and my mom that we wasted so much money to her. Like, she did not deserve any of our money. She was terrible. She gave me the worst advice ever. Now, I learned from like another therapist that she was not doing therapy correctly, and I could go report her and whatnot, but I'm not going to do that because I don't want to cost somebody their job at the moment. Like, we're in a quarantine. I said I was not going to bring up the quarantine, but everybody needs a job right now. So I'm just going to sit back and just be quiet. And it just annoys me because when I drive, I have to go out of my way so I don't pass her office. Like, it just makes me so mad. She was just that bad. Now, what she did when it comes to relationships, she was a really negative impact on that. She always asked me, do you have a boyfriend? Are you dating? Are you talking to anybody? Do you have a crush or not? Now, I would tell her that I've had crushes on celebrities and whatnot, and I would show her who they are, and she'd be like, no, but why don't you like anybody in real life? That's not right. You need to like be talking to boys. You need to be talking to people in real life. Having a crush on a celebrity is not the same thing. And I just felt kind of stupid because of that, because I did have crushes on guys in real life. I did have crushes on boys I went to school with, But none of it was mutual. Like, it was just very one-sided. I liked them. They thought I was really weird. Yeah, that's just how it always went. I never had a guy like me back before, ever in my life, okay? That's why I say I don't really experience heartbreak. I have experienced heartbreak probably, I'd say, two times out of my life, and I was really young. I was in middle school, and it was just basically just a lot of manipulation and whatnot going on. I'm not gonna get in too much detail about that. That is just something I'm just not ready to talk about with the world at the moment. But I've never had a relationship, and I just did not appreciate her butting into that part of my life, because I feel like if I didn't bring it up, you shouldn't talk about that, because I do have a new therapist now. I love her. She's amazing. I love her with all my heart. Oh my gosh. Like, oh my gosh. She's just great. She's just great. That's just like the best way I can describe her. She's great. She was just talking about how like that wasn't okay what she was doing, and it's not really. She was talking about how, as a therapist, it's not your place to be butting into the business of your client. You're supposed to be there to help them with the things that they're telling you. And you're not supposed to be very judgmental. You're not supposed to be judgmental at all for their life choices and whatnot. That's not what therapy is. Like, she was just extremely judgmental, and I just didn't like that about her at all. Like, main reason I wasn't dating is because, one, my parents, and two, I didn't have anybody like me back. Okay? No one has liked me back. And when I was in high school, I hid the fact that I liked Descendants a lot from my peers. Like, my good friends knew I liked it, but as a whole, I wasn't really too open with it, especially like online. Like, I had my Tumblr blog, but nobody gets on Tumblr, so I could just be free there. I didn't really start posting about how I like Descendants and whatnot until I left high school and went in college, where I felt like I could truly be myself. And I do have friends that almost every single last one of my friends knows that I love Descendants, okay? They don't judge me for it because they're like, you like what you like. We all have our weird things that I like, that we like. I have friends that are like huge Harry Potter stans, okay? I have friends that are big fans of 5 Seconds of Summer, big fans of Star Wars. Like, we all just love different things, and that just blends us together because we're all unique. But when it comes to dating, it's just a whole nother story, and I'm just very terrified of that because I've noticed that when it comes to fandom culture, women are a lot more understanding of it than men, and they're a lot more accepting of it than men. But I'm not attracted to women, I'm attracted to men. Because every time I tell my female friends about how I write fan fiction, I like this, I'm a fangirl, whatnot, they're very accepting of it and very open of it. But anytime I talk to my male friends about it, they're just like, what's that? So I don't really talk to my guy friends about it all that much. So I just kind of keep that secret from them. It's not really a secret because everybody knows I like Descendants. I talk about it all the time. It's all over my blogs. It's all over my Instagram. It's on my YouTube channel. Like, if people wanted to see what I like, they would know. I'm not embarrassed about it. But when it comes to dating, I am terrified because I don't know how my future significant other is going to feel when I tell them that I love Descendants. That is just the scariest thing ever for me. Like, I write fan fiction. Everybody knows that I write fan fiction. Like, when I'm talking to people, I tell them that I'm a writer. And they're like, okay, that's cool. What do you write? And then I just talk about the stories I write, but I'm not telling them that I'm writing fan fiction at all. My good friends, like my friends in real life, they know I like to write fan fiction or whatnot. They think it's cool. They think it's pretty cute. But it's just so terrifying to know, because I'm just thinking about if I ever get in a relationship, how long can I hide the sight of me from him? That's just the scariest thing to think about me, because I'm just so afraid that the day I finally tell him about what I like and my interests and whatnot, he's just gonna get extremely weirded out and leave me. And then I'm just gonna go back to searching for somebody over and over and over again. It's just gonna be like a pile of just like, I'm never gonna be with anybody. And it's just, I don't really care to have a boyfriend. I say I don't care to have one, but that's like my biggest thing stopping me from ever having one. Because first of all, it's hard for me to like people. I get a crush on like somebody in real life every 3 years. Like it's not prominent. That's why I don't really care. I just make sure I have a good group of friends that I know I can turn to when I need them the most, and not really a significant other, because I'm not really into like sexual intercourse or kissing or whatnot. I'm not really an intimate person. Like, I don't like it. That's just not who I am. I just like having people in my presence, in my company. I don't really like to be touched and whatnot, because I have a lot of trauma that I'm dealing with now that I've kind of brushed off and pushed down deep inside of me that I really shouldn't have done, because that was really unhealthy. But I don't like to be touched. I don't like intimacy. I don't. It's just so dumb to think about, because I just so scared of the fact that the person that I finally like, that somebody that I finally do like, and they like me for who I am. Like, people say they accept you for who you are, but when you finally tell them that one thing that you're extremely embarrassed about, you'll know for sure. Now, that is just what I'm so scared to tell them about. I'm like, hey, I write fan fiction. I'm a huge fan of Descendants, and I really hope that doesn't creep you out. And I know it's going to creep whoever I get with in the future out, because almost every boy that I've talked to in the future, like in real life about it, that isn't gay, like all straight men tend to think that Descendants is weird, okay? Unless they're like actors or whatnot, they think it's a bit weird. And I'm just like, okay. Well, it seems like I just have me, myself, and I. And I like being alone. I like being in my own presence and whatnot. It's just, I don't like how I have this whole thing in my head where I just keep telling myself that somebody's gonna leave me because I like Descendants. It's just so many people think Descendants is dumb, and they think it is stupid. And it is a bit dumb. I will be first to admit that it's not the best thing ever. It's not the best. Like, I'm the biggest fan of it, but I will first point out all its flaws, okay? There's a lot not right about it, okay? I'll just go ahead and say that. It's just, I don't want to deal with that hurt ever in the future, because I know it's coming, because I'll make a whole nother episode about my adventures with Tinder. It's just a lot. I've never gotten attention from guys in real life because they thought I was just this weird nerdy girl. Like, being a black girl nerd, that's just, it's just a whole different experience than regular black girls. But it's just seeing how boys treated me, being the nerdy person that I am, like, they treated me differently when they actually got to know who I was as a person. And this goes for friendships too. When people see me, they don't think I act the way I do, but once they get to know me, that's when they just kind of push themselves away from me because they just think I'm too strange. But yeah, back with my Tinder. It's like I was getting a lot of like attention from that, and I was just like, I had to tell myself, I was like, they don't like you. They just like your face. They just think you're cute because you know, once they get to know you, they're gonna leave. And I hate the fact that I told myself all those things, but it's true. Like, not everyone likes my personality. I accepted that. I accepted that I'm weird, okay? Like, it just sucks. Like, I love Descendants. I'm not never gonna stop loving it, but it's just so scary to think about how you could really be down for this one person, and they're not gonna want to be with you over the littlest things. Like, things that really shouldn't matter in a relationship, people won't be with you over them. And that's just the scariest thing for me to think about. I will repeat the Descendants quote of the day: boyfriends are overrated. Because they are. I like being with good friends, and I like being in the company of myself. Thank you guys for listening to this episode, and I will see you on the next one.